भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमो नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Please repeat. Ayo,
ayo,
hariti,
hariti,
vai,
vai,
pungsam,
pungsam,
udyan,
udyan,
astam,
astam,
cha,
cha,
yan,
yan,
asau,
asau,
tasya,
tasya,
rite,
rite,
yat,
yat.
Chana,
chana,
nita,
nita,
uttama shloka,
uttama shloka,
vartaya,
vartaya,
ayur hariti vai pungsam,
ayur hariti vai pungsam,
Udyan astam chayan asau.
Udyan astam chayan asau.
Tasyarte yakshano nita.
Tasyarte yakshano nita.
Uttama shloka vartaya.
Uttama shloka vartaya.
Ayur hariti vai pungsam.
Ayur hariti vai pungsam.
Udyan astam chayan asau.
Udyan astam chayan asau.
Tasyarte yachano nita.
Tasyarte yachano nita.
Uttama shloka vartaya.
Uttama shloka vartaya.
Ayu.
Ayu.
Duration of life.
Duration of life.
Harati.
Harati.
Decreases.
Decreases.
Vai.
Vai.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Pumsam.
Pumsam.
Of the people.
Of the people.
Udyan.
Udyanam.
Rising.
Rising.
Astam.
Astam.
Setting.
Setting.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Yan.
Yan.
Moving.
Moving.
Asau.
Asau.
The sun.
The sun.
Tasya.
Tasya.
Of one who glorifies the Lord.
Of one who glorifies the Lord.
Rite.
Rite.
Accept.
Accept.
Yat.
Yat.
By whom?
By whom?
Kshana.
Kshana.
Time.
Time.
Nita.
Nita.
Utilize.
Utilize.
Uttama shloka.
Uttama shloka.
The all good personality of Godhead.
The all good personality of Godhead.
Vartaya.
Vartaya.
In topics of.
In topics of.
Translation. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone. Except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. Please repeat. Both by rising and by setting.
Both by rising and by setting.
The sun decreases.
The sun decreases.
The duration of life.
The duration of life.
Of everyone.
Of everyone.
Except.
Except.
One who utilizes the time.
One who utilizes the time.
By discussing topics.
By discussing topics.
Of the all good personality of Godhead.
Of the all good personality of Godhead.
Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This verse indirectly confirms the greater importance of utilizing the human form of life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord by acceleration of devotional service. Each sentence in this purport, practically each word, is so full of meaning that I will comment as we go along. So, Srila Prabhupada is saying that this human form of life, which is obtained after transmigrating through many species of life, there are 8,400,000 species of life, but in the human form of life one has the special facility to realize one's eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of God. And that is what the human form of life is meant for achieving. But if, at the end of the sentence, Srila Prabhupada says, by acceleration of devotional service. So everyone here is engaged in devotional service. Right now, you're engaged in shravana, hearing topics of the All Good Personality of Godhead. So you are engaged in devotional service. But Srila Prabhupada is saying here, accelerate. Step on it. Step on the accelerator. Step on it. Go faster. Why? Time and tide wait for no man. We don't know how much time we have. So we should step on it. So the time indicated by the sunrise and the sunset will be uselessly wasted if such time is not properly utilized for realizing identification of spiritual values. So, we are gathered here, we are hearing Krishna Katha, and we will chant the holy name. We already chanted. You may chant the holy name again and honor Prasad. And then we will go to our respective places. And then what? So the idea is that we should utilize every moment. We are utilizing some of our time, but we should utilize every moment. It's difficult because there are many distractions, especially in Kali Yuga and in this age of this digital age of information. But that can also be used for Krishna consciousness. And if we don't use it for Krishna consciousness, we shouldn't use it. Even a fraction of the duration of life wasted cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. Now, this is a very significant point. It is right now, let's say, 8:40 on April 14th. So that time, that moment can never be bought back. No matter how much we're willing to pay, we can never buy that moment back. So we should use it for the best purpose. Every moment we should use for the purpose of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada had a good friend in Bombay named Bridgeratan Mohta. And Bridgeratan Mohta was married to the daughter of R.D. Birla, who was the richest man in India. The Birla family, they were the richest family in India. And Mr. Mohta himself had been the richest man in, it later became Pakistan. But before the partition, he was the wealthiest man there. And Srila Prabhupada was very expert at speaking to people in their language, you know, in the terms that they relate to. So Mr. Mohta was a businessman. And Srila Prabhupada said to him that in your ledger of life, well, in any ledger, there's profit and loss. So in the ledger of your life, any time used in Krishna consciousness is profit. And any time used outside of Krishna consciousness is loss. So every businessman, you know, wants to maximize his profit and minimize his losses. So he was explaining it in that way. And it's a fact that at the time of death, you cannot pay any amount of money to purchase one moment more. I mean, you can't buy back any time that has been passed. And when the end of life comes, you cannot buy any extra time. So you can't even put a price on the time we have in our life, because you can't buy it. You can't buy it back once it's gone, and you can't buy it extra at the end of life. So just imagine how valuable our duration of life is. So even a fraction of the duration of life wasted cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. Human life is simply awarded to a living entity, jiva, so that he can realize his spiritual identity and his permanent source of happiness. Everyone wants to be happy. If there's anyone in this room who doesn't want to be happy, raise your hand. If there's anyone who wants to be happy, raise your hand. Everyone wants to be happy. A living being, especially the human being, is seeking happiness because happiness is the natural situation of the living entity. The Vedanta Sutra says anandamaya vyasa, that the absolute truth is by nature joyful. And we, being emanations from the Absolute Truth, we share in the same nature. We're also by nature joyful. But our original blissful nature is covered by our forgetfulness of our eternal relationship with God, Krishna. A living being, especially the human being, is seeking happiness because happiness is the natural situation of the living being. But he is vainly seeking happiness in the material atmosphere. A living being is constitutionally a spark of the complete whole, and his happiness can be perfectly perceived in spiritual activities. So, sometimes Srila Prabhupada would give the example of a fish outside of water. The fish is by nature happy in water. If you take the fish out of water and put it in a golden bowl and fill the bowl with precious gems and fill the air with heavenly fragrances, but the fish won't be happy. Because the fish is a creature of the water. It can be happy only in the water. So we are spiritual beings. We can be happy only in the spiritual atmosphere. And no amount of material opulence or facility can make us happy because we are not creatures of the material world. We belong to the spiritual world and we can only be happy there. The Lord is the complete spirit whole, and his name, form, qualities, pastimes, entourage, and personality are all identical with him. Once a person comes into contact with any one of the above-mentioned energies of the Lord through the proper channel of devotional service, the door to perfection is immediately opened. So we read that both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone except one who utilizes the time for discussions of the all-good personality of Godhead. So those discussions can relate to his name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes, his entourage. Anything related to him is him, because he's absolute. So his name, his form, his qualities, his pastime, they're all him. They're on the absolute platform. And by chanting and hearing about him and remembering, we are associating with him. In other words, we are re-entering the spiritual atmosphere, which is our natural condition and place of actual happiness, eternal happiness. Once a person comes into contact with any one of the above-mentioned energies of the Lord, through the proper channel of devotional service, the door to perfection is immediately opened. In the Bhagavad Gita 2:40, the Lord has explained such contact in the following words. Quote, endeavors in devotional service are never baffled, nor is there failure. Think about that. efforts and devotional service are never baffled. They're never frustrated. And there's never failure. Why? A slight beginning of such activities is sufficient even to deliver a person from the great ocean of material fears. In other words, as Srila Prabhupada explains, the greatest fear is not to be not to be given the human form of life again in which one can engage in devotional service. So the greatest fear really is not to be able to engage in devotional service. But once you begin, your progress is guaranteed. You may start at 1%, but whatever you do is not lost. Everything else in this life is lost at the time of death. You may know 5 languages, but in your next life, if you're born as a human, all you know is ga 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 ga. You lost all your 5 languages. You have to start all over again. But whatever spiritual progress you make continues in the next life, and one who has progressed in devotional service, he will pick up in the next life where he left off in the past life. As Srila Prabhupada says, even if you did it 1%, in the next life you start from 2%. So there's no chance of failure. It's just a matter of gradual progress. And if we accelerate, we can do it in one life. We're actually meant to do it in one life. And Srila Prabhupada said it, and his Guru Maharaj said it, that we should finish up in this life. We shouldn't take any chances. Anyway, that would be too long of a story. But one thing I can say is that Srila Prabhupada told Tamal Krishna Goswami that Krishna wants us to finish up in this lifetime. He wants us to go back to Godhead in this lifetime. And that if a devotee is not ready, Krishna can extend his life so that he can prepare himself and be ready to go back to Godhead. So that Krishna wants that, and certainly all of our acharyas want that. There's the story of Bilva Mangal Thakur. It's a very good story, but he was advanced, but he became very sensuously attracted to a prostitute. And one night, with great difficulty and overcoming many obstacles, he went to her place. And she was surprised that, Ilva Mangal, how you came. And then she said that if you had, as much love and eagerness for Krishna as you have for me, it would be much better for you. And those words of the prostitute, reawakened his previous Krishna consciousness, and he immediately left for Vrindavan. And it is said that actually Bilba Mangal Thakur's spiritual master entered spoke through the prostitute and gave him that instruction. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, don't, you know, you should finish up in this life. Don't make me come back into the house of a prostitute to deliver you. Finish up in this life. That's the idea. So, a slight beginning of such activities is sufficient. Even a slight beginning of such activities is sufficient to deliver a person from the great ocean of material fears. As a highly potent drug injected intravenously acts at once on the whole body, the transcendental topics of the Lord, injected through the ear of the pure devotee of the Lord, can act very efficiently. So if someone is sick, and so the quickest way to inject the medicine into them is intravenously through the vein. And once it enters the vein, it acts very efficiently throughout the body. So in the same way, when the topics of the Lord enter the ear, it's like a highly potent drug, and it has effect, and that's why this hearing is so important. Shravanam, that's the first requirement. As a highly potent drug injected intravenously acts at once on the whole body, the transcendental topics of the Lord injected through the ear of the pure devotee of the Lord can act very efficiently. Oral realization, that's A-U-R-A-L, through the ear. Oral realization of the transcendental messages implies total realization. Just as fructification of one part of a tree implies fructification of all the other parts. This realization for a moment in the association of pure devotees like Shukadev Goswami, who spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, prepares one's complete life for eternity. And thus the sun fails to rob the pure devotee of his duration of life, inasmuch as he is constantly busy in the devotional service of the Lord, purifying his existence. So here Srila Prabhupada very beautifully brings us back to the verse with this metaphor, that by rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time in Krishna consciousness. So that means that everyone, except devotees, are in the process of approaching death. That's what it means, that their duration of life is passing away. But if one takes this highly potent drug, then he can be cured of that disease. The disease actually is the disease of having a material body. So if one takes this highly potent drug, he can be cured of that disease, then he attains his or her eternal spiritual body, and then there's no more death or suffering of any sort. So this is the real medicine. This is the real medicine to cure us of our material disease and bring us to our eternal, natural, happy life with Krishna. This realization for a moment in the association of pure devotees like Shukadeva Goswami prepares one's complete life for eternity. Everyone else is dying, but by engaging in Krishna consciousness, we develop eternal life. And thus the sun fails to rob the pure devotee of his duration of life, inasmuch as he is constantly busy in the devotional service of the Lord, purifying his existence. Death is a symptom of the material infection of the eternal living being. Only due to material infection is the eternal living entity subjected to the law of birth, death, old age, and disease. Now, listen attentively. The materialistic way of pious activities like charity is recommended in the Smriti Shastras as quoted by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Money given in charity to a suitable person is guaranteed bank balance in the next life. Money given in charity to a suitable person is guaranteed bank balance in the next life. Such charity is recommended to be given to a Brahmin. If the money is given in charity to a non-Brahmin, without Brahminical qualifications, the money is returned in the next life in the same proportion. If it is given in charity to a half-educated Brahmin, even then the money is returned double. If the money is given in charity to a learned and fully qualified Brahmin, the money is returned 100 and 1,000 times. Now that's a pretty good return. I mean, people often look for good investments for their money. Now here's an investment you give to a non-Brahmin, well, you just get the same amount back. That's not so good. But if you give to a half-educated one, you get double. That's pretty good. But if you give to a learned and fully qualified Brahmin, you get it 100 and 1,000 times. That's a very good return. And if the money is given to a Veda Paraga, one who has factually realized the path of the Vedas, it is returned by unlimited multiplication. So the path of the Vedas, Veda Parada, really means to realize Krishna, because Krishna is Vedaistra Sarvair Aham Eva Veda. By all the Vedas, Krishna is to be known. The ultimate end of Vedic knowledge is realization of the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaistra Sarvair Aham Eva Vedya. There is guarantee of monies being returned if given in charity, regardless of the proportion. Similarly, a moment passed in the association of a pure devotee by hearing and chanting the transcendental messages of the Lord is a perfect guarantee for eternal life, for returning home back to Godhead. Madhama Gatva Purnar Janma Navidyate. From the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, one who attains to his abode never takes birth again in this miserable world. In other words, a devotee of the Lord is guaranteed eternal life. A devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life. So, sometimes the example is given of a, I used to see it in my childhood in pictures, that I guess the goat is pulling a cart, and the driver suspends a carrot on a stick in front of the eyes of the goat. And then he's behind the goat with a stick, you know, like whipping. So the goat is seeing that carrot and is very, you know, enthusiastic to run and get that carrot. And at the same time, the driver is prodding him with the stick, and that's also impelling him to go forward. So the appeal of our eternal life with Krishna is like the carrot. The carrot is real, but it's suspended in front of that poor creature in such a way that no matter how fast he runs, he never gets it. But that's not the case with the pursuit of Krishna consciousness. So we see that, and we want that, so we accelerate our devotional service. But we also get little whips that also encourage us, and Srila Prabhupada says that the old age and disease of a devotee are actually an impetus to his progressing in Krishna consciousness and achieving his eternal life with Krishna. So, in any case, we are going to be subjected to old age and disease. Janma Mritu Jara Vyadi Dukkha Dosa Nidarshana. But for a devotee, they're not impediments, but they're actually impetuses to progress further in Krishna consciousness. And in fact, whatever a devotee experiences can be or should be an impetus to progress further in spiritual values. Now, the statement that if one gives in charity to a Veda Paraga, in other words, to a pure devotee, he gets the investment back by unlimited multiplication, means that he will attain to the spiritual kingdom. Because there is there's nothing like an unlimited return in the material world, because the material world is limited. No matter how wealthy someone is, his wealth is limited. There was, on the drive down, we passed the John Paul Getty Museum. So at one time, John Paul Getty was the wealthiest man in the world. And a reporter asked him, you're the wealthiest man in the world. You'll become the wealthiest man in the world. Can you give us, in one word, your philosophy of life? And he said, yes, I can.
More.
That means he was not satisfied. He wanted more. That means he wasn't satisfied with what he had. He wanted more. And a reporter asked him, similar, you know, you're the richest man in the world, and, you know, when you're all alone and you have nothing to do, what do you think about? And he replied, I think about how to pay the bills. It's the same thing. He wants more. He's greedy. He's not satisfied. He wants more. So, you know, for us, the bill might be whatever, you know. For him, the bill might be, you know, how to come up with some billions of dollars to take over some company, or it's the same principle. Just like any ordinary person, he wants more, he's not satisfied, he worries about how to pay the bills, how to get the money together for his next acquisition. So this unlimited multiplication can be achieved only in the spiritual world. It can't be achieved in the material world. And Srila Prabhupada sort of highlighted that fact in a sort of wry or humorous way. He came to Juhu from, I believe, Hong Kong. And in Hong Kong, he was picked up in a Rolls Royce at the airport and taken to the penthouse suite of the fanciest hotel in the city for a press conference. And one of the reporters asked him, you're supposed to be a spiritual person. Why were you riding in a Rolls Royce? And Srila Prabhupada said that that he was the representative of God and a resident of the spiritual world. So, if he had been picked up in a vehicle made of solid diamonds, it would not have been good enough. It wouldn't compare with what he would have in the spiritual world. So you're asking me, why did I, as a spiritual person, ride in the Rolls Royce car? Why did it? Was because it was the best my disciples could offer me. So the point here is that a return in unlimited multiplications means it must be in the spiritual world. It can't be here. No matter what the opulence is here. Of course, a devotee can experience tremendous opulence even in the material world. That's also there. But the unlimited return comes in the spiritual world. And it's not difficult. It's really just chanting and hearing. Just having that medicine injected in our ear. And it acts as a highly potent drug. It cures us of the material disease and we realize our eternal life. And we shouldn't waste time. There's one tape. Srila Prabhupada was speaking in Los Angeles. He said, don't waste time. If you've got time, chant Hare Krishna. Don't waste time. So, if nothing else, you can chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So, are there any questions or comments? Yes?
Is it guaranteed that by increasing the quantity of one's devotional service, that the quality of one's service will continue to rise to the highest platform? Or are there things, factors that could prevent one from internalizing the highest realization of bhakti, even though you're engaging in service?
Well, if you're increasing the quantity, that's good. That I presume it means that you're decreasing the material side to increase on the spiritual side. So that's good. But even then, there is a question of quality. In the prayers of Queen Kunti to Lord Krishna, Srila Prabhupada explains that by once chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can become free from the results of more sins than one is able to commit. And Srila Prabhupada says there's not the least exaggeration in such statements. But it depends on the quality of such utterances. And there are other statements about the efficacy of just chanting one holy name without offense. So, in her prayers, Queen Kunti says, Janmaishwarya Shruta Shubhi, that one who is on the path of material advancement by Janma, good birth, Aishwarya, opulence, Shruti, mundane knowledge, cannot chant the holy name with so much feeling. But when one is, you know, she says, a Kinshana Gotra, one who has no material possessions or no sense of material ownership is the property of Krishna. So, in that mood, if one chants even one holy name, one can destroy the results of more sins than one can commit. So we want to work on quality and quantity. And Queen Kunti's prayers are very important. There were so many times when Srila Prabhupada read them at critical times in his life. Prabhupada's great disciple, Brahmananda Prabhu, wrote a very nice article in Back to Godhead called Queen Kunti's Prayers and Srila Prabhupada's Triumph Over Adversity. And he documented different critical times when Prabhupada sort of took shelter of Queen Kunti's prayers. And through them triumphed over adversity. So that's chant in particular, but how to execute devotional service in general is explained in Queen Kunti's prayers. There's another verse, so many verses, important verses, but she says that, you know, Lord of the Madhu, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without any obstruction, so let my affection go only to you. And she prays, you know, please sever the bonds of attachment to my family members, the Rishis and the Yadus. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that her family members were devotees. And the service of devotees is, or attachment to devotees, the service of devotees is not outside the range of Krishna consciousness. In fact, often serving a devotee is more beneficial than serving the Lord directly. So why is she praying that her ties of affection for her family members who are devotees should be severed? And Srila Prabhupada explains, and this is very important, well, in any context, but especially in family life, but in any context, that when she prays for the ties of affection for family members who are devotees to be severed, she's praying that the attachment that's based on the body is severed, so that only the pure spiritual attachment through the medium of the super soul or Krishna remains. So many of us in our relationships with devotees, family members who are devotees or devotees in general, may relate to them spiritually and also materially. And so her prayer was that the material tie should be severed, so only the spiritual relationship, which is through the medium of the super soul or Krishna, remains. So we should not, I mean, there can be. Even Srila Prabhupada eventually left his wife. But generally, we should work on purifying our relationships, not leaving them, not abandoning our duties, but purifying our relationships. Any other questions? Yes.
If during chanting you remember a past life, how do you use that, or can you use that to advance in this life or the next?
Well, the main idea in chanting is to hear. And so you think that when you chant, you remember your previous life?
Well, I'm not sure if it's a previous life or future life, what it is, and just listening, I guess.
Well, are you with Krishna in it?
Yes.
Well, that's good. I wish you all the best. That's good. But still, try to hear.
Yes.
Things may come up, but always try to hear. Nice. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
You said it was on chapter 3 that you read that path. How do you decide which chapter you? You said it was on chapter 3 of your book. So how do you know which chapter to present? Or what makes you reading which chapter you reflect?
Well, this volume and this chapter has many very interesting verses and purports. So as a rule, especially with a group of devotees, I bring this volume. And then either before sitting down or after or while chanting the prayers, or I may get an inspiration as to what verse would be good for that particular audience. But in this case, although when I left the house with this volume, I wasn't sure about which verse, but before I entered the door, I knew which verse. Any other questions or comments?
How was the journey, Maharaj, from Santa Brahma to here?
How was the journey?
Yes. Yeah. Dudley Maharaj.
It was fantastic. Our car, for a while it looked like, you know, I might not even make it. We'd have to get the car towed. And Krishna sent someone, that's all I can say.
Yeah.
Just like a regular American man. So we were having some difficulty, and he just took up our cause. Totally. He looked into it, he analyzed the problem, he figured out what products we needed that could help. Yeah, he spent a lot of time. He got down on the pavement and looked in, underneath the vehicle. It's a really nice man. I gave him a mantra card. Said he'll chant. Yeah. He really intervened at the right time.
Question from Krishna. You Maharaj mentioned about the quality of chanting with the quantity. Did you talk a little bit about the quality of chanting?
Well, I did a little, but in one morning walk, a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada about quality in chanting. And Srila Prabhupada said that when the quality comes, you won't have to ask. He said, right now the quality is not there, so you do it by force. You must chant so many rounds. He said, when the quality is there, Govinda Virahename, one moment will feel like 12 years or more in separation. In other words, he was saying that when feelings of separation are there, that's quality. I mean, you know, there are different degrees of quality, but that's the real quality. But even we can experience, like Mahatma Prabhu said once, I think one devotee said that he used to feel that his japa was getting in the way of his life. But now he feels his life is getting in the way of his japa. So when we have that taste, that's definitely a sign of
approaching quality. It is quality. It's a type of quality when we have that taste. And we don't want to stop it. Stop chanting. Yeah. But, we shouldn't avoid service in the name of chanting also. On a one morning walk in Juhu Beach, Loganath Swami asked Srila Prabhupada, "Why have you prescribed 16 rounds?" And Srila Prabhupada said, "Not 16 rounds, 16 rounds minimum. If you can chant 16 million, it's well than 16 rounds minimum." So then Loganath Swami said, "Well, but some devotees are establishing a different minimum for themselves." And Srila Prabhupada said, "That's all right. If they increase their minimum, it's all right. They shouldn't decrease it. But if they increase their minimum, that's okay." Then Loganath Swami asked, "Well, how do we know if we're imitating Haridas Thakur?" Srila Prabhupada said, "Well, imitation of a good thing is not bad. It's also good." And then I think Brahmananda said, "But what if there's service to do?" And then Prabhupada said, "Well, if you say, I can't do any service, I'm busy imitating Haridas Thakur, that's not good." Yeah, service is very important. And that also cleanses the heart. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, that also cleanses the heart. Yeah. And when we chant, we are praying for service. So they go together. Sevan mukhi hi jivado swayameva spurachada. By service, of course, hi jivado, that begins with the tongue. Chanting is also service, as is honoring prasad, which might be coming upon us soon. That sevan mukhi hi jivado, engaging the tongue in service by chanting and by honoring prasad, by that the Lord reveals himself. So, what's next? Are you like the MC?
Yeah, she's the MC.
Oh, okay.
I'm just blocking. Did you say you wanted to chant, and then the ladies can get the sodom ready?
We could chant while they get prasad ready. But I should also mention that you did mention I had some books. So I brought some of the books with me. And so if anyone wants them, they can buy them. And I'll inscribe them for them. And Life's Final Exam. Where are the books?
They're out here.
I'll give her one of each.
I'll give you a plug for the books. They're wonderfully readable. Lots of anecdotes and examples that make spiritual life kind of come to life for us. Many Moons is about different devotees, like the experiences Maharaj had with different devotees who have gone on, and it's really inspiring, and I'm sorry to admit I haven't read Life's Final Exam.
It's a new one, that's relatively new, yeah. So Watering the Seed, Here, so this is watering the seed with teachings and anecdotes from Srila Prabhupada. And this is many moons. And these are about 9 departed Vaishnavas. Jayananda Prabhu, Gaur Govinda Swami, Mother Archa Vigraha, Sridhar Swami, Bhakti Sri Damodar Swami, Bhakti Tirtha Swami, Abhiram Thakur Das, Tamal Krishna Goswami, Mother Kirtida, and then Jayananda Prabhu is the first. And the, anyway, the title comes of, because Srila Prabhupada often quoted a Chanakya shloka that one moon is more valuable than many thousands of stars. One moon can illuminate the sky more than thousands of little stars twinkling. And Prabhupada said that his mission was to create one moon. So that was like a question whether he would be able to create one moon. And then, and we didn't know. And then he said, you know, that by Krishna's grace he was able to create many moons. And so these 9 people are some of those, 9 devotees are some of those moons. And my final exam, this is the latest book, and it's Death and Dying from the Vedic Perspective. I mean, it's really good. I can't even describe it because it's, well, I should, but there's cultural and philosophical perspectives, then caring for the terminally ill, then the perspective of caregivers, the perspective of relatives. Many people, even who are not devotees, have read this book and they've said it really helped them a lot. And a number of them said, I wish I had it earlier. Because we all deal with death. Then there's a chapter about hospice care and the Bhaktivedanta Hospice in Vrindavan. And then facing death. Some stories of devotees who are facing death. Then after death. Grieving, healing, and rejoicing. That's by Sangeeta Dasi. And then epilogue, preparing for life's final exam by Srila Prabhupada. So, you know, the idea of the final exam is a verse that all of whatever sadhana and bhajan one does, but it will all be tested at the time of death. So the death is like the final exam. And if we pass the final exam, we don't have to repeat. It's a sort of what we were discussing, go back home, back to God. So this is how to prepare for life's final exam and help others prepare for life's final exam. Okay. Each book is $20. Cash, checks, or credit card are accepted. So, I guess they'll let us know when Prasad is ready. Is ready? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Prema Nanda ki jai.